resolution to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt.
The Justice Department missed a 9 a.m. deadline to comply with a House subpoena requesting the full, unredacted special counsel's report on Russian election interference. If the full House approves a contempt resolution, it would send a criminal referral to the U.S. Attorney in D.C., who is unlikely to pursue prosecution.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Much of the week ahead will seem more like June than May. For today, sunshine will dominate. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear, mild tonight. The overnight low temperature 61. Tomorrow, we could reach that elusive 90-degree mark for the first time. More sun. Then upper 80s Wednesday, Thursday. A little bit more humidity. Could be an isolated heat of the day shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Best rain chances will hold off till Friday and perhaps over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Two people are dead after a shooting in Tuskegee. Police say 39-year-old Jamie Collins and 49-year-old Willie Long were shot and killed Friday night. This happened in the 700 block of Warren Avenue in Tuskegee. No arrests have been made. Montgomery fire crews are investigating a house fire at the intersection of Birmingham Highway and West Boulevard. Investigators believe the home was vacant. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Marine Patrol troopers say one person is dead after two boat crashes at Lake Martin. A second boater went to the hospital with injuries. Troopers say this happened Friday night near the Bridge to Nowhere. Investigators believe that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox tonight. It's the Resident season finale.
You were the only person who could save her. You're scared.
Yes, I'm scared. After the most insane Resident season yet, get ready for one more shocker.
Oh my God, he cut an artery. This is a disaster.
Then, it's an all-new 911.
Two bombs in 1 week? That's not a coincidence.
The serial bomb is just getting started.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Horrifying images of a passenger jet in flames making an emergency landing at the busy international airport in Moscow.
North Korea fired a volley of short-range missiles off its east coast. It's the regime's first tests in more than a year.
A late objection from the president on special counsel Robert Mueller's potential appearance before Congress. Bob Mueller should not testify, the president tweeted.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, will begin his 3-year sentence in federal prison.
In the Midwest, heavy rains are swelling the Mississippi to record levels. Its waters have risen to 23 feet in Iowa and Illinois.
Avengers Endgame has crossed $2 billion in just 11 days.
The most controversial Kentucky Derby ever. For the first time in the race's 144-year history, the first horse to cross the finish line is not the winner. Second place finisher Country House named Derby champion.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
272-9228. Maria, I got your email. Very good job. We're going to have to continue on with James Comey, but first, before we do that, I want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors. He's from Belfast and Prepa location. Looking for a brand new truck in particular, I want you to go see Dick Brubaker, Don Wickard, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Little Alex Brubaker got confirmed yesterday. He is such a handsome guy. He just won the bench press contest at Montgomery Academy.
Oh, nice.
Weights. Yeah, I mean, he's a really good athlete. I told Dick, I said, where'd you get that? Where did he get that from? He said, not me. But he has several boys. Tom, who played with William, was an outstanding halfback for the Montgomery Academy, and he could really put that ball over the line. So Rebecca Motors is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Brand new trucks, cars, you need to go see them. Particularly in the SUV truck world, they are tearing it up in Jeep, in the Kia product, in the Infiniti product, and of course in the Ram truck. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate it. They're great folks out there. Great, great, great people. Let's continue on with James Comey.
Oh, we have a...
Did we hit a snag?
No.
To one of those 10 areas that were looked at, what does it feel like that there are not just one or two, but 10 different areas of possible obstruction that Mr. Mueller was looking at? And then why did he punt on making the decision? Because there's a lot of people that have given him flack for that.
Well, the first one's easier to answer than the second one, so I'll take that first. That what it shows you with this is that this president is unconstrained by norms, by law, by ethics. When he doesn't like something, he endeavors to shut it down. And he felt threatened by an investigation and tried to shut it down. Whether that amounts to criminal obstruction of justice is a question driven by facts and law.
Let me stop it here.
Get to the harder part.
Director. Or maybe what happens is he didn't think that what was happening was wrong, was right, because he knew what was really happening because he had been informed on it, and that's why he was trying to do that. So this is what James Comey is. You had the James Comey unicorn kind of world out there. Everything is flowers and candy out there, but then he is not investigative enough on his own to be thinking critical thinking. Is there another possibility that's out there? Let's go to the phones and go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're very good, Jason. And you? How was your weekend?
I'm doing all right. It was pretty good. And yours?
Mine was outstanding, except for this morning. That was the only bad thing that happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, dude, about your computer. It always sucks. Like my entire job has been computer-based, so I always, like, I'm real paranoid about backing stuff up, and which I know you can't do that for your show. But
yeah, what type of work do you do, Jason?
I am a lab manager at Tuskegee and a PhD student. And all of my work is what's called bioinformatics, which is basically computer-based biology. And so I depend heavily on my computer. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, so are you at Tuskegee Institute?
Yes.
That's excellent. Great school.
Yeah, it definitely has a lot of history. So we're trying to add to that. You know, George Washington Carver did his part. Now it's time for us 2 hours. So we're just trying to add to it. But yeah, I feel your pain. I was actually surprised you said you went to Best Buy, because they're really convenient. But for computer repair, sometimes they rip people off with their prices sometimes. But I guess you, that's the trade-off for their convenience. Because their geese squad is pretty good, but it sometimes they, it's surprising how much they charge for simple stuff. But anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But anyway, I was calling because I heard Joey talking about, and I actually agree with him, about that whole, like, basically the first chapter of the Mueller report about the Russian interference. We've known that for 2 years, right? That's, that came out, what, January 2017. So we knew that all along. So I kind of felt like the majority of that chapter was wasted, was wasted. But what I would add is the one question that wasn't answered in that report, and kind of everybody kind of tiptoes around, is since Russia did interfere and they did so to help Trump, why did they pick Trump? Like, did they? It may not be nefarious. I'm not sure. But I don't believe either that they just flipped a coin and it came with heads, and so they decided to do all they did to help him just on a whim. But I'm curious.
I tell you what, I will give you the answer to that from somebody who's in the intelligence community.
Okay.
What their belief is. When you are, you know, intelligence is in the disinformation business. That's what they do. They do disinformation. It's not information, it's disinformation.
Right.
And so when you look at all the players that were there, what person would have been able to sow more harm and exposure than Donald Trump? I'm not sure if they were helping him as much as they were inciting him. They were giving him and others reasons to help. I think it's minuscule of the A, because you're talking about $100,000 in digital ads in a $1 billion business. I think what they're just trying to do is format the whole concept out there and just try to create confusion.
Yeah, and I think that has something to do, because a part of the report was at least in 2017, was they wanted to, like Russia, that is, wanted to have Americans mistrust the process and the system, which I get that too, but I think the other avenues that are being explored are kind of, as far as the obstruction and the collusion, I think it's kind of less important to us than why would they do what they did on the scale that they did, knowing that everything they did was directed by Putin. So I think that's one thing. And I guess the only other thing I would add would be I don't think anybody's going to go to prison for anything, Democrat, Republican, Trump, Obama. I don't think that's going to happen. But what I do think is once Trump leaves office, I very seriously believe New York State is going to unseal some indictments against him and the Trump company or whatever. Because I think they were able to get things from Weisselberg and Cohen that Mueller deferred to them. Like when Mueller directed the Cohen case or Cohen situation to the New York State, I want to believe there was more there that he couldn't pursue, that he thought they'd be able to get more out of than he did. I don't know, but I would think that's going to be of bigger importance than any, or more consequential at least, than anything that comes out of it. I think it's just going to be used for grandstanding and ads and stuff until 2020, and then it's just going to peter out. I don't see it really going anywhere, at least anywhere helpful for us. So I don't know, but that was just my 2 cents. You guys have a good day.
Thanks. Jason. Appreciate it. News 93.1 FM. Let's continue on with James Comey.
Mueller said, "I shouldn't decide that question because I can't say he's not guilty, but I shouldn't say whether he's guilty or not, because you can't charge a sitting president. And so the man couldn't have a trial and so couldn't clear himself. And therefore, it would be unfair for me to make the usual call that we believe he was guilty of criminal obstruction of justice."
But when you say, and he did say, as you point out in his report, that the reason he didn't reach a prosecutorial judgment on obstruction was in large part because of the Justice Department's edict that you cannot indict a sitting president. But as you know, that has never, it's not in the Constitution, it has never really been tested with a Supreme Court case. Why couldn't he have said, you know what, I think perhaps there's enough here, I'm going to be the person to indict, if he felt that that was the case?
Because he's operating as part of the United States Department of Justice, and there is a binding precedent inside the Department of Justice. You're right, the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on it, but inside the department, that's the law. that every prosecutor looking at conduct that touches the president has to abide. So he abided it. And he tried to do something principled and thoughtful and careful, which I believe he intended to leave open the decision about whether the president was guilty of obstruction of justice for a future prosecutor after the president was out of office, and for Congress to take those facts and see whether there was a political remedy that ought to be pursued. I think it'll be interesting to see when Bob Mueller testifies. My guess is he was very surprised that the attorney general thought that he ought to decide the question.
And again, what we do is we get the world according to Comey, and versus, you know, when you're an investigator, critical thinking is one of the things you have to look at, is what are the other possibilities that are out there? And to him, there's no possibility that there was anything that was bad that was going on. And I think the reason is because he was part of that bad, so he just eliminates that out of any conversation. But, you know, he's asked time and time again about the FISA, and he goes, well, if I remember that the Steele dossier was not the only compelling factor. Well, the other compelling factors were news articles that he probably either knew were planted or planted himself. That's where this thing is going to really start running into some problems. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Under my thumb, 272-9228, this is where we are. Had me down. We've already had some interesting clips that are coming in now for tomorrow's show. So I'm going to go home and get my computer fixed and then start working on those things so I don't have the stress of dealing with that tomorrow morning. Let's continue on with James Comey.
Okay, we will pursue that. By the way, you can download the podcast, as always, of KNX In Depth. Just go to radio.com. It's free. You can listen to it as long as you'd like on your smartphone. When KNX In Depth continues in about 3 minutes, James Comey remains with us on In Depth, so keep it on KNX.
I don't think this is...
You're listening?
I think everything's still embedded.
James Comey, former director of the FBI, live in studio with us here on In Depth. Stick with us for the full hour.
Jim, I want to continue. We were talking before the break about the Mueller report and what he did and did not do. Are you surprised, I mean, you're a former prosecutor, are you surprised that he didn't do what just about everybody, I think, expected he would do, which was reach a decision one way or the other on the obstruction issue, on whether or not the president of the United States was guilty, in his view, of obstructing justice? Are you surprised that he punted?
I was until I read the report. I was confused by it, and then I saw in the report, he explains this in plain English, that he's trying to do something very principled and very fair. He's saying, look, there's a lot of evidence here that implicates the president, so there's no way I can say he's in the clear, I can't exonerate him, but it wouldn't be fair to reach the ultimate conclusion as to whether he's guilty of obstruction, because I might well find he is, and he would never be able to clear himself while he was president. So what I ought to do is lay out the evidence so that someday when he's no longer president, the prosecutors can decide whether to charge him, and also so that Congress will have the benefit of what we found during this investigation. It's principled and it's fair, and as someone who's tried to make principled, fair decisions in the past, I know how easily they can be misunderstood. This one has been misunderstood, but that's what he was aiming at, having read the report.
Do you think the president is guilty of obstruction of justice in firing you?
I don't know, is the answer.
Congress, you said no.
That's not, of the 10 episodes, that's not one of the strongest, having read the report, cases where you would say he could be indicted for obstruction because there was a confusion of motives there. It isn't clear exactly why he did it. It appears a big part of it was he was just mad at me for not being willing to say publicly he wasn't under investigation. But you also have to consider all 10 episodes as part of a pattern. That's one of the things that Attorney General Barr has done that confuses and troubles me. He slices them all off and makes them separate. Well, a prosecutor has to look at the entire course of conduct because that's what sheds the best light on the president's state of mind.
How do you feel about the Attorney General right now? First there was a letter, then there was the report that came out, then there was the testimony, and now non-testimony because he didn't go before the House. Are there just too many inconsistencies between all of those different things, and Democrats keep pointing them all out?
I have mixed feelings about the Attorney General at this point. First, to his great credit, he offered unparalleled transparency to the American people. I've never seen this much detail put out in a case that didn't result in criminal charges, so that's a very good thing. He also let Bob Mueller finish his work, so that's on the positive side of the ledger. On the negative side is stuff that just leaves me sad. He's a careful lawyer. He knows collusion is not a legal term. But there he is standing at a press conference saying, no collusion, no collusion.
Is he saying that so the president hears him say it?
Why is he doing that? So it's sort of a bad day for the Department of Justice when the Attorney General starts talking like he's the president's lawyer and the president's PR guy. So it's decidedly a mixed picture. But on balance, it's not a pretty picture for the Department of Justice.
Did you notice, I mean, what he's doing is he's just using these talking points. He's the president's attorney, not the people's attorney. And he knows that there's not collusion, there's not a legal term of collusion. Then why is everybody else using the term collusion? I've heard Comey use collusion before. Why would you use it?
We forgot the last 2 years of media a political discourse.
It's so dumb. And it's so dumb that it's obviously a too cute by half trick. Say, oh, you know, you're using a president's talking point. It's like, no, we're using a common word that's been used for the last 2 years.
Let's continue on, Joey, though this is getting kind of painful.
Yes.
For its leader.
Circling back to your being fired by President Trump and his reasonings for his public reasonings, which have varied. And there, of course, is this now famous, infamous, depending, I guess, on your point of view, interview that Mr. Trump did with NBC News, in which he seemed to be making his feelings known about why he felt you had to go.
Look, he's a showboat. He's a grandstander. The FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Now, we know only from a week or two ago that the press secretary has admitted that this notion that people in the FBI at the time were sort of turning against you, she sort of made that up, didn't she?
Yeah, that's just a lie. And there was a series of lies about the FBI and about me. The ones about the FBI are the most important to me, frankly, because the president was trying to and still is trying to burn down an institution.
No, he's not.
But that's nonsense. And you can prove it in all kinds of ways. We did anonymous climate surveys of every employee every year, and those are available, and you should take a look at them if you have any doubt about whether that's a lie.
Do you want your name out of all this by now, or are you just so attached to it that it's never going to happen? I mean, is Jim Comey going to keep coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. I would rather not be recognized. Never one of my career goals to be an unemployed celebrity, but it is. I think it's inevitable, but it'll go away.
We got it stopped at airports.
Yeah, but that, and people are nice. The haters tend not to talk to me, but it'll fade over time. My name will be associated forever with some of these things, and that's unavoidable. It's not that important to me. It's not who I care about being at the end of my life.
And he actually said something that was truthful. What's going to come out? He didn't care to be known as that person. I think he actually told us the truth just then. I think he really did. I think he told us the truth. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Samantha, the girl who once had me there.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. His final thoughts as a free man.
I hope that when I rejoin my family and friends, that the country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice and lies at the helm of our country.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen speaking to reporters before heading to federal prison. Cohen sentenced to 3 years for lying to Congress, tax evasion, and campaign finance violations. The House Judiciary Committee expected to vote Wednesday on a resolution to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt.
The Justice Department missed a 9 a.m. deadline to comply with a House subpoena requesting the full unredacted special counsel's report on Russian election interference. If the full House approves a contempt resolution, it would send a criminal referral to the U.S. attorney in D.C., who is unlikely to pursue prosecution.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Much of the week ahead will seem more like June than May. For today, sunshine will dominate. High temperature in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear, mild tonight. The overnight low temperature is 61. Tomorrow, we could reach that elusive 90-degree mark for the first time. More sun. Then upper 80s Wednesday, Thursday. A little bit more humidity. Could be an isolated heat of the day shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Best rain chances will hold off till Friday and perhaps over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Small Jean genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Can't let go of James Comey yet. He's going to kind of fall off the deep end in just a little bit. Keep going, Sir Joey Son.
You know, when you talk about, and Mike talks about people, how they react to you, and we'll get into this more, too, later on. But, you know, you have the dubious distinction of you have people, as we mentioned at the top of the show, who think that because of you, Hillary Clinton is not sitting in the White House. And then you have others who are core Trump supporters who think that you are sort of one of the ringleaders of this so-called witch hunt, as the president puts it. How do you psychologically deal with all that?
He did say he wanted a special prosecutor.
Well, doesn't trouble me, except it makes me even more depressed about the power of the confirmation bias and our polarization in the United States. It's not possible for me and the FBI to be on both teams at the same time. We can't be part of the deep state while also trying to defeat Hillary Clinton. The truth is we were neither. We weren't on either team, and polarized partisans can't imagine that you're not on either team, but we weren't. And the one that's the craziest is this notion that we were out to get Donald Trump. Okay, well, let me ask a question, Trump supporters. I knew, and a very small number of people in the entire world knew before the election, that we were conducting a counterintelligence investigation of individuals close to the Trump campaign. And I told the FBI team it's really important that we keep this close hold and this not get out. If we were trying to hurt Donald Trump, why on earth wouldn't we leak that? The truth is obvious. We weren't. We're trying to do a job. And we should have been fired. I was fired for bogus reasons. We should have been fired for good reasons if we had not investigated whether Americans were part of that Russian effort to attack our democracy.
Let me tell you why you didn't release it, James Comey. Because if you would have released it, then people would start asking questions. Why? And you would have had to come up with the evidence of why. You never thought it was going to come to light. Or you thought it wouldn't be very likely to come to light. So the reason you didn't announce it is because somebody would say, why are you doing that? What's your evidence? And you wouldn't have been able to produce it. It's just it's that simple. It's not any more complicated than that. And this is what I don't like about James Comey. That there's an easy answer to that, but he makes it sound like, oh, we're Boy Scouts. We're all doing it because we had to do it. Well, maybe you were doing it because you weren't supposed to be doing it, and the reason you didn't want it out is because you knew you weren't supposed to be doing it. Let's continue on.
We're spending the hour with former FBI Director James Comey, whose new book is coming out in paperback next week. Stay with us as KNX In-Depth continues.
Comes right back here.
You're listening to KNX In-Depth, along with Charles Feldman. I'm Mike Simpson.
James Comey, the man President Trump once lovingly referred to as, and I'm quoting now, a total sleaze, who also happens to be the former director of the FBI, is with us now for the hour here on KNX
In-Depth. He got a little bit of a smile there.
He did smile. Yeah. His book, by the way, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, is out in paperback on the 7th of May. There is a front page article in today's New York Times, and the headline reads, FBI sent cloaked investigator to question Trump aide in 2016. And already, some Trump supporters are saying, aha, you see, we are right. The president is right. The FBI and the so-called deep state, they were spying on an American presidential campaign, and this story is proof of that.
It almost doesn't require a reaction, but I'll give you a reaction. Really? What would you have the FBI do? We discover in the middle of June of 2016 that the Russians are engaged in a massive effort to mess with this democracy, to interfere in the election. We're focused on that, and at the end of July, we learn that a Trump campaign advisor, 2 months earlier, before any of this was public, had talked to a Russian representative about the fact that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton and wanted to arrange to share it with the Trump campaign.
Now, stop it right there. Notice he said a Russian person was doing interference. That's Medved. And so, how does he know that? What was your proof that he was? And what would happen if you find out that he's not? This is, and what he's doing is he's just keeping the narrative going of what their story was, and he's sticking with it. Continue on.
The FBI do when it gets that information, it should investigate to figure out whether any Americans are hooked up with this massive interference effort.
Massive.
And that's what we did. And as I said earlier, we should have been fired if we didn't. And Republicans ought to breathe into a paper bag. There's no way you would do other than what we did, which is use limited tools to try to understand, is this true? And that's what the investigation was about.
All this is not
okay, so, but he didn't think that it was important to look at the fact that Steele was dealing with KGB, former KGB people, and then that was the Hillary Clinton campaign. He didn't ever consider in his mind that they maybe tried to tamper with the election with a dossier that was unsubstantiated. He knew about the dossier. He knew where it came from. Bruce Orr told the FBI that it was unverified. I mean, this just is beyond reason. We had to look at it because we got word a couple of months before the July thing that he had talked to this person about the Hillary Clinton emails. Well, how did you know that? Who told you that? Was it your own asset that told you that? And did he make it up? And where's the evidence? This is what the problem is with this guy. This is the problem. Keep on going. It's going to make you madder.
This push, and it seems like it increases, to investigate the investigators. How far does
that go? I've heard
that
somewhere.
As far as our crazy political culture will allow it to go, I'm eager for them to address a hypothetical. Just change the names for me. Imagine that it's President Obama running for election, and the Iranians decide they can get a better deal from him than from Mitt Romney. So they massively intervene to help elect Barack Obama.
Now, massively.
Up, listeners, I don't want to think I'm revealing something. And while that's going on,
classified.
The FBI learns that an Obama advisor had met with the Iranians in London and talked about them sharing dirt to help the campaign. What would the Republicans want us to do? Just let it go? Or exercise our authorities to responsibly figure out, is there something to this? So there'll be all kinds of questions, and I'll go testify, and they'll be banging on the table. But at the end of the day, it's nonsense. The FBI acted the way the American people would want it to act, and anybody who is thoughtful or not caught up in this craziness will see that.
And let me go back and say, okay, you knew about the Steele dossier, you knew the origins of it, you didn't feel it was important to share it, you signed off on a FISA warrant, and you knew that Steele was dealing with former KGB people and Russian assets. Why did you not think that that was possibly to harm Donald Trump? Because to me, that's exactly what it was about. It was completely fabricated, totally made up, so to harm Donald Trump. That's what it was being made for. So you could go in and say, you could go spy on him. This is just beyond logic. I would love to interview this guy. I would love to interview this guy. Continue on, Joey.
Of course, no, Robert Mueller. Have you talked to him since this report came out, his report?
No, I haven't talked to him since before I was fired.
Okay. But in the letter that he sent...
So who interviewed
to,
you?
...to the Attorney General, he says that the summary letter the department sent to Congress and released to the public late in the afternoon of March 24th did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions. Of course, weeks later, the redacted report came out. You've read the report. I presume, of course, that you also read the four-page summary that the Attorney General had put out in the weeks prior to the release of the report. Is Mr. Mueller right in the way he characterized the summary?
Yes. In fact, I think he's dignified and restrained. When I read the Attorney General's first summary, a lot of people were whipping up on him, and I publicly said, we got to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Let's wait till we see the report.
Yeah, he did do
that.
Well,
we've now seen the report, and so the benefit of the doubt is gone. The summary he sent out, I don't want to call it fraudulent, but because I don't know his state of mind, but it was highly misleading, and I understand why it bothered the special counsel.
But is there some blame to go around on both sides for this? Because Barr could have used the Mueller summaries, because Mr. Mueller provided some summaries that he intended to possibly go out to the public, and that was definitely his thinking, right? But then Mr. Mueller was apparently given the chance to read Barr's letter before it went out, and that didn't happen. So some of this latest round of fighting, the last few days, probably could have been prevented by at least one of those things happening.
I don't know. And that's why it'll be important, one of the reasons why it's important for Robert Mueller to get a chance to testify and tell the American people what he did, how he thought about it, what he makes of the process since his report was completed.
Hillary. Is this guy driving you as crazy as he's driving me?
I'll have to go back and reread Barr's summary because I don't feel misled.
I don't feel misled either.
Like, when Barr's summary came out, it was essentially the principal conclusions on the legal questions. Not enough evidence on conspiracy or coordination, or as we've been calling it in everyday speech, collusion. Oh, sorry to go into Trump voice there. But and then the other part, I wasn't confused. I knew there would be a lot of action. I knew this whole charade, and by charade I mean the political sound and fury, would keep going because the key sentence on obstruction of justice is we didn't have enough evidence to convict the president or indict the president on obstruction, nor is it enough to exonerate him. I knew you could drive a truck through that and that there'd be all sorts of political and legal interpretations over it. So I thought Barr's principal conclusion summary was just giving the verdict like Barr defended himself with. Like, I'm so confused. Maybe I need to go reread it. Or maybe these folks are just, you know, toeing the line.
Well, they asked fairly good questions. They're not pointed questions, but they're fairly good questions.
Oh, these interviewers are doing well. Yeah. I mean, Comey's answer there. Like, I don't understand why everybody feels so misled. I knew there was something coming after reading that summary, especially on obstruction. So Barr, I guess, could have just kept his mouth shut and not released anything. And then, of course, he would have been accused of, like, tampering with the report or slow-walking it or taking too long. Because it did take about a month to get the full redacted report out there. So I'm a little frustrated with the politics.
Yeah, the thing that's kind of frustrating with me on this is that what Mueller said is that he gave him a copy of a redacted report for those things that needed to be redacted for legal reasons and for just needed to be redacted. And then it took him another 3 weeks to take it and add to that. I wonder what was redacted that he gave to Barr. Because that one's kind of got me stumped. Let's go ahead a little bit further. Oh, let's take the call here. Doug? Hey, Doug.
Yes.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I think that Flower Child and Joe can't pronounce his last name. I think they're right on target.
I don't think she mentioned that as much as can be redacted. The Mueller report will come out before the IG report. The snide remark about the crowd at the inauguration, how either accurate or inaccurate was Comey, in your opinion? Have you read a non-biased crowd sizing expert's estimate?
I have not. Okay. I have. I think the Park Police did an estimate that was different than the largest ever. I think Obama was the largest ever.
That's what I was thinking. And I can't wait until this Comey report comes out. I wonder how much Comey knows is in his report.
Well, he said he hadn't talked to Mueller after the report or before.
Oh, okay.
Since he had left the FBI, which I found that very unusual.
Well, no, what I'm talking about, sometimes I don't communicate well. There is a report coming out in 2 weeks that's going to be titled the Comey Report, not the Mueller Report that we're talking about today.
Yeah, it's a book that he has coming out. Is that what you're talking about?
No. There is a report coming out in 2 weeks called the Comey Report.
I think that's why
Comey said most of what he said in the interview that you shared us with today.
Interesting. I'll have to see if I can find that.
Okay. Sounds great, Dan.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1, final segment coming up. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
The Dan Morris Show.
Snuck off from the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, did you have a great weekend?
Man, I did. The rain was magnificent because we needed it so bad. And then yesterday afternoon, golly, how close to paradise can we get, fellas?
I know. Let me tell you something. When you have when you have real low humidity, and I walked out right before I went to church, and it was kind of cool, and the sun was shining, and the sky was blue. Got to church, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
You know, this is unusual. This is the first time in 10 years we've had a real extended spring. And we are at the center point of our solar cycle, but that's another point for another day. And by the way, another great use for Sweet Creek's smoky cheddar. Carumba smoky cheddar clam chowder.
Oh, wow. That could be a nice taste.
Couple splashes of rum, couple splashes of liquid smoke, clam chowder, smoke, Gouda. Man, killer. So, don't forget, Gouda's good everywhere.
Yep.
Comey's nauseating. It's hard to even... I'm glad I don't have to look at him because I can't stand to look at the man. And he's just a wimpy, indecisive, poor choice for FBI. He's been wishy-washy and indecisive ever since he got the job. Every time he went to the microphone. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He seems confused. Very poor.
Well, he seems tentative, and he seems way too careful on some of the things he's saying.
He's just cocky. He thinks I got away with it, and nobody's going to. And no, they're not going to prosecute Donald Trump for anything at the Federal District of New York. I don't think after he gets that office, I don't think that's going to happen. Otherwise, every president from now on is going to get prosecuted. So they better watch out what they start. Very quickly, I was amazed. None of the morning news programs yesterday mentioned what the hell's going on in Israel with all the bombings, the rockets and all that. This has escalated out of control like it hadn't been in a long time, hasn't it?
Well, you're talking about the Sunday morning shows or the...
Sunday morning shows, at that time, they were firing rockets all over the Middle East and Israel.
Yeah, go ahead.
And not even a mention. And my point is this on purpose or is it just not part of the news cycle anymore when Hamas and all those guys rain? I mean, they fired a lot of rockets. I saw
400.
This is terrifying, man. That's war, isn't it? What's the difference?
Well, it's you don't screw around with Israel. Israel promptly fought back. I was going to have Dr. Sorensen on, but he was in a secured environment, so we couldn't see his phone. So we may have him on tomorrow. Opinion on what happens tonight?
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear because see that kind of surprised me. We get so little of the news because of all this crap. And there's so much going on around the world. And here's a little quick note. I know you got a lot of... But check out The Story of China on NPR. It's a one-hour documentary that's extremely informative and good and explains their whole philosophy and how we got to where we are now. Be looking forward to tomorrow's show and more great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you. News 93.1 FM. We're going to fit a couple more Comey pieces in here, and then we'll be out of here.
Hey, Clinton. In retrospect, would you have done things differently knowing what ended up happening? You're deciding to go public with the status of the then investigation, and then it was on, then it was off, and it was back on again. If you had to do it over again, Jim, would you?
And I can't wave a magic wand and not be involved. So if I'm director of the FBI faced with the same facts, I think I'd have to do the same thing. As painful as that is to contemplate, especially in late October, that was the most painful decision because the choices were tell the Congress and the American people that what we told you all summer long was true is no longer true, or don't tell them that. And my judgment is actually still my judgment, is that if I had concealed that fact from the American people, I would have destroyed the institutions of justice. And so I had to.
Destroy the institution of justice.
I wish I hadn't been involved at all, didn't want any part of it. But given where we were, I don't see how I would responsibly hide from the American people that when we told you this thing was over and done well and you can rely on that and go to the polls, not even need to think about this. Now I know that's not true in a big way. I can't hide that.
We mentioned earlier the... walking through the airport, the people stopping you. Do they ask you about this? Do you explain it just to the everyman? Here's what I was thinking, because people are still mad.
Yeah, and it may just be there isn't much time in airports. People rarely ask about the Clinton email nightmare, which is good because it's complicated. It takes time for people to see, look, these were the choices that we faced. And really, if they take the time, they walk away saying, oh, wow, that was harder than I thought.
So you think you have changed minds when you explain it?
I think so. Again, you don't have to agree with me, but please don't think it was an easy decision or an obvious decision. When you look at the choices, reasonable people could go a different way, but you can't say that we acted in an unreasonable way or with an intention to hurt Secretary Clinton. But what people bring up in airports is mostly things related to Donald Trump.
Here's the thing, though, Jim. so much is being said, and I get why, about the Mueller report and what the president did or didn't do. And it seems to me that sometimes what is getting lost is the severity of the Russian, and I'll use the word aggression, toward our political system. Would you concur?
Yes. And it can't be stated often enough. A foreign adversary intervened in America to damage our democracy, to hurt one of our two candidates for president, and to help the other. That's an act of war. And they not only did it, they exceeded their wildest expectations, because look at where we are as a country now, how we're at each other's throats. So they will be back again. They will work to reelect Donald Trump. And
hear
the
problem
that? We face as a nation is, all the intelligence and military professionals and law enforcement professionals get this. But the president of the United States refuses to acknowledge that the Russians attacked us, and I gather from news I've seen today that he was on the phone with Vladimir Putin this afternoon,
yes, right,
talking about how it's a hoax. Where are we as a nation when our president won't acknowledge what even his attorney general acknowledges, that the Russians attacked us? And so we have a commander-in-chief who refuses to accept that. So how on earth are we going to prepare for the next attack?
That was outrageous.
James, the hoax was the collusion.
I mean, it really is. I mean, all he's doing is he's just perpetuating narratives.
Oh,
unbelievable. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you so very much. A couple of things here. Don't forget about Dan Black and his video business. If you want to get some of those old tapes or even 8mm movies and you want to convert them to digital and save them forever, call Dan Black. Telephone number is 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818. That is his business that he's been in for decades and decades and decades. He is outstanding at it. Give him a call. Joey, thanks for a great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.